At some point, I think it was in the 1970s, there was a vote in the Knesset about putting Yeshiva Bacharim into the war, into the army or not. And the vote came down to one Knesset member. And this one Knesset member was not from, and he voted in favor of the Yeshiva Bacharim. And because of that, they were saved. That Knesset member, irreligious Knesset member, came to America a few months later, and Rav Moshe Feinstein made a party, a suda, for this Knesset member. Said, this man saved the yeshiva light in Eretz Yisrael, I'm making a party for him. At the party, someone asked him, what possessed you to support the yeshiva bacharim? You're not from, you don't get it at all. Why would you support them? He says, I'll tell you why. He says, when I was a kid, I read a poem. And the poem was called Hamasmid. And it described the yeshiva bachar learning with Hasmada. He said, the words of that poem were so beautiful. In my mind, as we were doing the vote, I said to myself, if I vote on the other side, I'm going to push someone who that picture I pictured from that poem, I'm going to be pushing that person out of yeshiva. I can't do it. End of story. Let me tell you another story. Another story is, Reb Chaim Brisker was once the Rosh Yeshiva of Alozhin. And he had a bacher. The bacher was going off the derech and not on the right path. And so, the menahalim of the yeshiva came to Reb Chaim and they said he can't stay here anymore. Reb Chaim said, I agree. He says, but I just have one thing I want to do. I want to take him to the train station. So the bacher was asked to leave, and Reb Chaim took this bacher going off the derech and sat with him in the horse and buggy to go to the train station for him to go home. The menahalim afterwards asked him, why'd you do that? Like, the kid's off the derech, he's being kicked out, why are you doing that? He says, I'll tell you why. This boy has unique talent. This boy's an incredible boy, he's very talented. He knows how to write. One day, when he writes, I want to make sure that he writes positively about B'nai Torah. And so therefore, I took him to the train. That boy is the one who wrote the article, Hamasmit, that the Knesset member read, that saved our people. Reb Chaim taking the time, the Gadol Hadar, taking the time to show a student, I'm with you, even while you're struggling.